由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are glad you've joined us in this last in the series of four reasons for Advent.
我们很开心你能够收听今日的天路导向，我们讲到耶稣降生的目的，一个系列四讲当中的最后一讲。
I want to begin by asking you a question.
首先，我想请问你一条问题。
How ready are you to meet Jesus Christ if he comes back today?
如果耶稣今日回来，你准备好朝见他未呢？
Or if you knew that you only had a short time to live?
或者如果你知道你还有很快的时间就要离开这个世界，
What preparations would you make?
你有什么打算呢？
Would you change your life goals?
你会不会改变你的人生目标呢？
Would you call someone and ask for their forgiveness?
你会不会打一个电话给某个人，请他饶恕你的过去呢？
Would you restore things or relationships?
你会不会补救一些过失，或者去弥补和其他人的关系呢？
Would you try to forgive someone against whom you've carried a grudge?
你会不会尝试饶恕一些你本来怨恨的人呢？
If you begin to make a list of things to do,
如果你列出了一大串你想做的事的话，
then you are not ready to meet Jesus face to face.
那应该你还未准备好面对面去朝见主耶稣。
It's like that minister who was preaching on Christ's second coming.
就好像有一次有一位牧师讲到他的主题是基督第二次来临。
He asked his audience this question.
他问他的会众这个问题。
If the trumpet of Christ sounded tonight, announcing the coming of Jesus,
如果今晚基督再来的号角声已经吹响，
How many of you will be ready to meet him?
你们当中有多少人已经准备好要见耶稣呢？
Everyone raised their hands.
每一个人都举高他的手。
So he deliberately and carefully rehearse the question.
然后牧师就故意再次问这个问题。
But again, everyone raised their hands.
但是各个会众都举高他们的手。
Meanwhile, he placed a boy with a trumpet to wait on the top of a nearby tree.
但是这一位牧师同时是安排了一位小孩子在附近的一棵树上面等着。
So he asked for the third time.
跟住牧师就第三次问呢一个同样嘅问题。
And they all raise their hands.
所有嘅会众亦都继续举手。
Finally, he signaled the boy, and the boy blew the trumpet.
于是牧师就打手势，叫嗰位小孩子去吹响只号角。
And as soon as the trumpet blew, everyone hid under their chairs.
而当号角响起嘅时候，每一个人都即刻匿喺张凳底啊。
They were not really ready, were they?
佢哋系咪真系预备好呢？
If you have joined us for the first time,
如果你系第一次收听天路导向嘅话，
This is the fourth and the last message on the purpose of Advent.
今日系耶稣降生目的嘅呢一个系列讲道嘅第四讲，亦都系最后一讲。
Jesus comes to prepare us for his second advent.
耶稣降生其实是为他第二次的降临做准备。
First, we saw that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil.
首先我们看到耶稣降生的第一个目的就是要摧毁撒旦的作为。
Second, we saw that Jesus came to take away sin.
第二我们看到耶稣来到是要除去罪恶。
Thirdly, we saw that Jesus came to reveal the Father.
第三，我哋睇到耶稣嚟到系要将圣父显明俾我哋睇。
And today we will see how Jesus came to prepare us for the second Advent.
而今日我哋就要睇到耶稣嚟到嘅第四个目的，就系要为佢第二次嘅降临做准备。
If you have a Bible, please turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28.
如果你有圣经嘅话，请你翻开希伯来书第九章第27至到28节。
Here's what the Word of God said.
请听上帝嘅道咁样话。
And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that the judgment.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后而且有审判。
So Christ, having been once offered to bear the sins of many,
像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪。
Shall appear the second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly awaiting him.
将来就要向那等候佢嘅人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃系为咗拯救佢哋。
He came once in order that he might be able to come again.
耶稣基督第一次嚟到世界上面系为咗再次翻嚟。
At the birth of Jesus, the angels proclaimed peace on earth.
在耶稣降生的那一天的晚上，天使宣告说，在地上有平安。
Yet we see in reality that there is no peace on earth.
但是现实告诉我们，世界上是没有平安的。
Some people have peace in their hearts, others don't.
平安只是存在某些人的心中，但是另一些人却是没有平安的。
We have joy, but not complete joy.
我们虽然有喜乐，但是这个喜乐并不是完全的。
Why is that?
为什么会出现这样的事呢？
Is that a contradiction in the Bible?
究竟是不是圣经自相矛盾呢？
Not at all.
完全不是。
The declaration of the New Testament was that Jesus who has come will come again.
圣经新约清楚地宣告讲过，耶稣已经来过，他还要再次回来。
That his first advent was indeed a preparation for his second advent.
所以耶稣第一次的降生是为他第二次的降临做准备。
That the consummation of the first advent will be his second advent.
第二次的降临是他第一次的降生的完全实现。
His second coming will be a personal coming.
主的第二次的降临是有形有体的。
His second coming will be a definite coming.
他第二次的降临是千真万确的。
A coming that is as positive and real in human history as was his first.
就好像他第一次降生一样，这个第二次的降临将成为人类历史上面千真万确、真真实实的历史史实。
The Word of God tells us that his second coming is a definite event.
圣经告诉我们听，上帝的儿子耶稣基督第二次的降临是必然的。
A future historic reality.
亦都是将来必定成就的历史事实。
There are a variety of views as to how Jesus will come and when he will come.
人对耶稣怎样再来、几时再来，时常都是众说纷纭。
But that's not what I'm talking about.
但是我们今天并不是想讲这些东西。
Jesus was saying,
耶稣曾经讲过，
that just as he was lifted up to heaven after the resurrection,
当他从死里复活升天的时候，他怎样升上去，
he will come back in the same way.
他还要怎样翻回来。
There were 500 people standing there when Jesus was lifted up to heaven.
当耶稣被接升天的时候，有500个人是见证到。
They all saw him.
他们全部都亲眼看到耶稣的升天。
So either he is coming back in the same way as he's gone.
因此耶稣一是就会用他升天同样的方法回来。
Or the angels were lying.
一是天使就在这里讲大话。
Listen to what Paul tells us in Thessalonians.
请听圣保罗在帖撒罗尼加的书信当中讲过。
The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
上主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音。
With the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God.
和天使长的声音，又有上帝的号吹响。
And the dead shall rise first, then we that are alive shall together be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。
And so we shall be with the Lord forever.
这样我们就要永远和主同在。
There are very few Christians who focus daily on the second coming.
好少信徒在日常的生活里面会将注意力集中在耶稣的第二次降临的事情上面。
There are even fewer messages preached on the second coming.
更加少的传道人会讲耶稣基督第二次降临的信息。
Yet, as I read the history of the early church,
但是每当我读到初期教会的历史的时候，
The second coming was their all-consuming hope.
就会发现早期的基督徒日思夜盼的就是耶稣的再临。
This hope gave them moral intensity.
这个盼望为他们带来了坚韧的道德勇气。
This hope occupied their lives.
这个盼望充满了他们的生活。
It dominated their lives' goals.
这个盼望主宰了他们生活的目标。
It gave them the power to laugh in the face of death.
让他们有足够的胆量在逼迫当中视死如归。
It gave them the strength to overcome the evil forces.
让他们有力量去战胜邪恶的势力。
So my listening friend, the question is this.
所以亲爱的听众朋友，个问题是在于
How does the second coming of Christ penetrate your life's goals?
耶稣的第二次降临怎样影响你的人生目标呢？
The second coming of Christ not only dominated the preaching of Paul.
耶稣的第二次降临不单单是保罗讲道的中心，
But it dominated the thoughts of other apostles.
亦都主导了所有圣徒的思想。
Listen to what James said.
请听圣雅各的话语。
Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord.
弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。
Listen to what Peter said.
请听圣彼得这样说。
Be sober. Set your hope fully upon the grace that is coming at the return of Christ.
要谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Listen to what John said.
请听圣约翰这样说。
We know that if he shall be manifested, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
And everyone who has this hope in him purify himself as he is pure.
凡向他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Listen to what Jude said.
请听犹大话。
Here, beloved, build yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit.
听啊，每一个亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你们要在至圣的真道上面去造就自己，在圣灵里面祷告。
Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ and eternal life.
保守你们自己时常在上帝的爱里面，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
But look again at our text of Hebrews 9:27 and 28.
现在让我们一起再看下希伯来书第九章第27至到28节。
Christ shall appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly awaiting him.
基督第二次再来与罪无关，乃是要拯救那些等候他的人。
To understand his second coming, you must contrast it with his first coming.
为了明白耶稣第二次的来临，我们要对照看一下耶稣第一次的降生。
For his second coming will be so different from his first.
因为耶稣第二次的降临和他第一次的降生是完全不同的。
His first advent was conducted within sin.
他第一次的降生，世界还在罪里面。
And we saw how he came to take away sin.
我们也都知道他来到是为了除去罪。
By his first coming,
在他第一次降临的时候，
Sin and the gravity of sin became painfully obvious.
世界上的罪孽和罪的苦果都是刻骨铭心的。
By his first coming,
他第一次来到世界上，
He bore our sins.
担当了我们的罪。
Our sins had burdened him.
我们的罪成为了他的重担。
Our sins grinded him.
我们的罪将他压伤。
Not only on the cross.
不单止是在十字架上面。
But throughout his 33 years, he put himself in our sinful environment in order to take away sin.
而且在他生活的33年中，他时刻都是活在充满罪恶的环境当中。他这样做是为了除去罪。
Throughout the whole of his earthly life, he bore the limitation of sin.
他在世界上的时候，他亦都承受着我们罪身的局限。
In poverty,
他曾经经历过贫穷。
In sorrow,
他是饱尝忧患的。
In loneliness,
他要忍受孤独。
In betrayal,
他要被他的门徒出卖。
In denial,
他要被世界弃绝。
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem as a baby,
从婴孩耶稣诞生在伯利恒开始，
He entered into the limitation which is the result of sin.
他就进入了罪身的局限当中。
He bore sin in his conscience throughout all his earthly life.
他的一生都背负着我们的罪。
Finally, he bore the wages of sin upon himself on the cross.
最后，他在十字架上面去背负了一切的罪。
Very God, but also very man.
他既是完全的上帝，亦都是完全的人。
Yet he put himself underneath sin until its weight crushed him on the cross.
他将自己放在罪的重压之下，让十字架的刑罚将自己完全压碎。
Not so in the second coming.
但是耶稣的第二次降临就会完全不再一样。
This helpless baby in the manger will return.
那个在马槽当中柔弱无助的小婴孩就要再来临。
Not in poverty, but in wealth.
他不是再以贫穷的身份来临，而是以富贵的身份来临。
He will return not in loneliness.
他再来临，不再是一个人来临。
But to gather around him all those who put their trust in him.
而是要率领所有相信他的人一起回来。
Those who are awaiting him.
就是那些等候他的人。
Those who are serving him.
就是那些服侍他的人。
Those who are eagerly looking forward to his coming.
就是那些迫切盼望他再次降临的人，耶稣会和那些人一起回来。
In the first advent, there was no room for him in the inn.
当他第一次降生的时候，客店里面没有地方给他住。
But when he comes again,
但是当耶稣第二次来临的时候，
The whole world will make haste to make room for him.
全世界都要争先恐后地去开怀迎接他，预备地方给他。
In his first advent,
当他第一次来到世界上面的时候，
He was seen holding the reed of Makri.
人会将芦苇当作权杖给他去戏弄他。
Robed in the purple of contempt.
人会为他披上紫袍去藐视他。
Crowned with thorns.
人会用荆棘作为他的冠冕去刺伤他。
Surrounded by a mob.
暴徒会围攻他。
But when he comes again.
然而当耶稣基督再次来临的时候，
He will hold the scepter of the universe in his right hand.
当他再回来的时候，他的右手会拎着统治全宇宙的权杖。
Upon his brow there will be many diadems.
在他头上面会带着很多的冠冕。
He returned with all of the splendor of God the Father.
他要满载圣父的威荣翻翻来。
And the 10,000 times 10,000 angels will be the cohorts that accompany him.
是有天上的千军万马会跟随他。
The first advent was in sorrow, in tears, in loneliness, in poverty, and in sin.
第一次主是带着忧伤、眼泪、孤单、贫穷和受罪辖制的身体来到这个世界上面。
But on his second advent,
但是当他再次降临的时候，
sorrow will be replaced by unspeakable joy.
无可言喻的喜乐将会代替了忧伤。
All tears of sorrow will be wiped away.
一切忧伤的眼泪都会被擦干。
All the power of sin dissolved.
所有罪恶的势力都会被解除。
The first advent was for atonement.
第一次的降生是为了赎罪。
The second advent will be for getting those who accepted his atonement.
而第二次的降临就是为了去迎接那一些已经得蒙赦罪之恩的人。
In his first advent, Jesus came to take away sin.
耶稣第一次降生是为了除去罪。
In his second advent, he will set up his kingdom, the foundation of which he laid on the cross.
而第二次的降临，耶稣就会完全实现他的天国，而这个国度是建立在十字架的根基上面。
The Bible clearly tells us that it is appointed unto man to die once.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，按着定命，人人都有一死。
Not twice or three times.
不是死两次或者死三次。
You live once.
我们只会活在世上一次。
You die once.
亦都只会在世上死一次。
You are judged once.
只有一次的审判。
But I want you to notice something very important in this text.
但是我想请你特别留意这一段经文的重点。
It is appointed unto man to die once, and after that the judgment.
按着定命，人人都有一死，而且死后会有审判。
What does this mean to those who do not believe in Jesus Christ?
咁呢句话对于嗰啲仲未接受主耶稣嘅人有乜嘢意义呢？
My listening friend, if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, I want you to listen carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，如果你还未信主的话，我想请你留心听。
Because the Bible says that there is no other chance after death.
因为圣经告诉我们，当人死了之后，我们就没有机会悔改了。
To those who have heard the message of the first advent.
如果你听过有关耶稣第一次降临的信息，
And believed it and trusted in his work of redemption.
而且相信和接受了主的救恩的话，
Those who have been redeemed and forgiven.
亦都罪蒙赦免的话，
There is going to be salvation, not judgment.
你的审判将会成为你的救赎。
To them, that day is not frightening.
对这些人来讲，世界的末日并不可怕。
It is a joyful day of salvation.
因为那个将会是一个快乐的救赎日。
But those who will not shelter beneath Christ's first advent.
但是如果那些是没有在耶稣第一次降临所带来的救恩的荫庇底下的人
will be judged.
都会被审判。
All the things that began by his first advent will be consummated by his second.
他第二次的降临就是要完成他第一次降临所开展的工程。
That is why eternal life begins here and now.
所以在这个意义上面来讲，当下的这一刻已经是永生的开始。
Eternal life begins the day you say yes to Jesus.
从你决志接受耶稣的那一刻开始，你已经获得了永生。
Your final destination is his second advent.
你的终极的结局就是耶稣的第二次降临。
You may ask, what about those who have died in Christ?
可能你会问，那些信耶稣的人死后会怎样呢？
The Bible tells us that they are safe with God.
圣经告诉我们听，他们要同天父同在一处。
They are at rest.
他们能够安息主怀。
They are absent from the body at home with the Lord.
他们离开世界，离开他们的肉体，回到天家与主同住。
Do you know why the New Testament uses the word asleep for the Christian?
你知不知道为什么新约圣经当中将信徒的死讲做睡了的人呢？
Because sleep is a temporary action.
因为睡觉是一个暂时的动作。
It is expected that he who is asleep will wake up again.
睡着了的人总会醒过来的。
So in Jesus' second coming, he will bring salvation that is final.
因此当耶稣再次降临的时候，他要带来完全的救赎。
He will bring complete salvation for those who are waiting on him.
他要彻底地去救拔那些等候他再来的人。
Christ shall appear a second time apart from sin to salvation.
基督再次的降临是同罪无关，乃是要拯救他们。
My listening friend, listen carefully as I conclude.
亲爱的听众朋友，在我结束今日的分享之前，请你留心听我讲。
There will be no second chance after you die.
一旦你离开这个世界，你就再没有机会去悔改了。
Your choice of where you spend eternity must be now,
你的决定要在哪里度过你的永恒，你一定要在现在就做出。
To receive Christ now is to be received by him at his coronation.
如果你现在接受耶稣基督为你的救主，在他降临作王的时候，他都会接纳你。
You can come to him now and receive eternal life now.
你现在就可以去到他的面前，得着永恒的生命。
It is our prayer that you would come to Jesus today.
盼望你今日就愿意接受耶稣基督为你的救主。
And then write to us and tell us.
如果你接受了的话，欢迎你写信给我万峰或者麦克牧师，分享你的见证。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
我们今天的讲道系列就要结束，愿上帝大大赐福给你，再见。